in the limelight.
The Zionist regime's so-called judicial system has not held the regime's military accountable for atrocities committed. Stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Ola Musa activist. This article is published under the heading Gaza Father Stonewalled in Search for Justice. Stay tuned for more. The experience of Muhammad al-Hadidi illustrates how there is no way for Gaza's people to obtain justice. Muhammad's wife and all but one of his children were killed during a major Israeli regime attack last year. After the massacre, Muhammad examined the possibility of filing a lawsuit against the Zionist regime. He soon came to the conclusion that any such lawsuit would be futile. Lawyers informed him that if he wished to sue the Zionist regime, he would have to petition that regime's high court. "I do not trust Israeli courts," he said, adding, "They will not hold to account Israelis who believe in killing Palestinians. It is irrational to expect that they would." Muhammad also asked lawmakers and human rights groups if the International Criminal Court could investigate the crime that the Zionist regime committed against his family. For that to happen, Muhammad was told he would need support from the Palestinian Authority, a party to the ICC's founding charter, the Rome Statute. While some PA representatives promised to help Muhammad approach the ICC, he complained that the representatives have not kept their promises. He said, "I found that the road was full of obstacles. The stonewalling he has encountered makes it all more difficult for Muhammad to cope with the loss of so many family members." On May 15th last year, Muhammad's wife Maha and her five children were staying overnight with the family of Maha's brother Ala Abu Hatab in Gaza City's beach refugee camp. Without issuing any warning, the Zionist regime fired a number of missiles at the family's home. Ala's wife Yasmin and four of their children were killed as a result, along with Maha and four of her children. The sole survivor in Muhammad's family was his son Omar, then a five-month-old baby. Omar was found lying on his mother's body. "The human mind cannot comprehend how a massacre like this can happen," said Muhammad. As soon as he heard about the incident, Muhammad rushed to Ala Abu Hatab's home. "The rubble from the building was still hot," he said, "and there was black smoke coming out of it. I saw the ambulance and civil defense crews, and just as I arrived, the body of my son, Sohaib, was found in pieces." Muhammad was left in no doubt that his family had almost entirely been wiped out. A tiny bit of solace was provided when he went to Al-Shafa Hospital and heard that Omar was still alive. 1 year on, Muhammad spends a great deal of time inside his small home in Beach refugee camp. Holding Omar, he walks up and down, constantly looking at the photographs of his dead children, including Sohaib, Yahya, Abdurrahman, and Osama. Muhammad has made few alterations to his home since the horrors of May 15, 2021 attack. The Israeli regime attack occurred during Eid al-Fitr. Muhammad has still not taken down the decorations for Ramadan, the month of fasting which precedes Eid, last year. He recalled how his children were excited by Eid al-Fitr last year. He said they were so happy that they were going to their uncle's house. Another Ramadan and another Eid al-Fitr have passed since then. Muhammad avoided the celebrations this year as he found them too painful. He did not hold even one iftar, the meal which ends each day of fasting during Ramadan. In total, more than 250 Palestinians were killed, including at least 67 children during the May 2021 attack. It was the fourth major Israeli regime offensive against Gaza since December 2008. The Zionist regime's so-called judicial system has not held the regime's military accountable for atrocities committed in that period. One of the most widely reported incidents during a large-scale Israeli regime attack on Gaza in 2014 involved the killing of four children from the Bakr family who were playing football on a beach. After a military investigation into that massacre was closed, the Bakr family petitioned the Zionist regime's high court. Not only did the court refuse to order that the probe be reopened, it tried to justify the killings by accepting Israeli regime military claims that the children were so close to a shipping container, which Palestinian resistance groups use for storing weapons. Last year, the International Criminal Court approved the opening of an investigation into the situation in Palestine. Karim Khan, the ICC's chief prosecutor, has mainly been silent about the Palestine dossier. While the ICC has dragged its heels on holding the fake regime of Israel accountable, the flagrant double standards on display here will surely exacerbate the suffering of Gaza's bereaved parents.